This is the iMoveU podcast, getting you private practice ready. We give you fresh ideas on mindset, communication, and clinical skills so you can have a fulfilled career.
What a time to be alive. Welcome to the iMoveU podcast. Pete here. Just me today, actually. No one interesting to be talking with me, unfortunately. What I'm going to be going over and delving into a little bit, this actually came from a post from Adam Meekins a long, long time ago that I saved. It stuck with me. I put it in our professional development for our own team. And it's something that I was really surprised to see. Like I hadn't actually expected at the time. And it's to do with imaging. And it said, can you really rely on MRI findings? Now, for those in the health industry, the MRI, it's the gold standard. It gives us the best image of what's happening inside of someone. But is it the actual, you know, the bee's knees? Does it show us everything? Is it a clear picture? Can we, from one MRI, actually understand what's going on damage-wise within someone? Now, I'm not talking pain. Let's separate those two because we know that on a scan, that it does not correlate to pain. There's been countless studies in that. But can the, you know, if we have that same person have an MRI at a few different places, will they all have the same results? Is there a level of skill of the person reading it, the person doing the MRI, and how does that fall into what we're doing? So what they did in this study was they had one patient with chronic back pain, and they visited 10 medical centers, and then they had 10 MRIs within 3 weeks. So 10 MRIs within a short period of time, 3 weeks. Now, the results that were reported on by 10 different radiologists, and what they found was that 49 different issues were reported in this person's spine. 49 different issues. Really interesting, though, none of those issues were reported in all of the scans. So they had 49 issues found, 10 different scans taken, but there was no consistency amongst the scans results, what was written down by the radiologists. So the conclusion was that there's a high variability in the reported findings in the same patient within a short period of time, and that this can have a detrimental impact on a patient's treatment. And, you know, for us, it's going, well, what is the use of imaging then? What is the main use in the healthcare profession at the moment for us in the musculoskeletal field? And it's that it should help to exclude serious or sinister issues. It's not going to tell you what's causing pain, but it's going to exclude things like tumors, you know, compression on a spinal cord. It helps you to exclude those, but it's not going to give us accurate findings of what's actually wrong structurally. And it's definitely not going to tell us what's causing someone's pain. And just reflecting on that, I remember back to a time that I had a patient, it would have been about 2 years ago, with lower back pain. We'd send them off to get an MRI because they were like, there's definitely something wrong here and I need a scan. I know in myself I need a scan. And so I said, all right, well, let's get this scan. Let's see what it comes back with, because if you can't sleep at night because you feel like you need a scan, and we've talked about why the scan's not really going to help, then why not? You know, what's the worst that could happen? I'd probably handle it a little bit differently these days. But they went off, they got the MRI, it came back and it found only mild findings, very, very mild findings, nothing at all that would, you know, cause this kind of pain that this person was experiencing, which I thought was fantastic. I was like, this is great. All right. It shows them that there's nothing really bad going on here. We can move forwards. Let's get them exercising. Let's get them in the gym and get them back to what they love doing. However, they canceled their next session. And I didn't hear from them for about 6 weeks. And they'd gone and got another MRI from a different place this time. Now, this one found some much worse findings on it. Only about a week and a half later, much worse findings than the initial one found. And from that, they'd eventually gone and got a cortisone in their back. And, you know, to their credit, they felt a lot better afterwards. And then they came back and they did their rehab. And they had a good result long term. But just looking at that and going, well, the first MRI didn't really find anything. The second one apparently found something. And then the injection apparently gave them great result. The injection may or may not have. It may have been really effective. There might have been some inflammation there and that helped to calm that down. maybe it just helped them to feel better. Maybe it helped to change their perception that, right, something has medically been done now, and now I can start my rehab. Now I have the confidence to move, the confidence to exercise. And so there's no right or wrong in there, because for this patient, it was a really, really good result in the end. But it could have gone much worse. What if that second scan had found what it did? They had the injection, but then after the injection, they didn't actually get much better. In fact, maybe they got worse. Maybe they got more scared because of what they saw on their scan. And after that, went on to get a surgery that may or may not have been necessary. That's the thing that I reflect on, especially when I am referring for scans. And that's what this is all about, this podcast today, is are we too quick? Are we too fast to refer someone for a scan when we don't understand what's going on? Talking to many different therapists, many different high-level therapists as well, the reason or the time frame in which they will refer on for a scan, it's very different. It's very different between therapists. There's no real consensus on this. If someone's had back pain for, you know, they come in, they've had an acute traumatic episode, and, you know, it's 8 out of 10 pain, 9 out of 10 pain, should people be getting a scan then? I lean on the side of no, and I'd want them to do conservative therapy for at least 3 months. And with no improvement in that, then I would look towards getting a scan. But I know people that say, you know, 6 weeks, if we're not seeing that improvement in 6 weeks, I'm going to get a scan for them. It's an interesting argument. And I feel like we definitely need more research in this area. Absolutely. I'm not saying that my way is doing it is right. It's just I always lean towards, can we get some real good conservative therapy for an 8 to 12 week period before we start looking at other things, unless there are some real obvious red flags? Because we should be staying away, in my opinion, and from what I've, you know, from how I perceive the research to be, we should be staying away from scans, especially in the lower back, if it's not going to give us, you know, if it's not going to rule out a red flag. If it's not ruling out a red flag, it's not really adding much value. And we, you know, judging by this study here, even the reliability from MRI machine to MRI machine and from radiologist to radiologist is going to be very different. So is it actually adding any value at all besides ruling out a red flag? That's the question. And I'd love to hear more people talk about this. We'll bring this up on the iMoveU page to delve deeper into this. But I'd like you to reflect on, what are you doing when it comes to referring for scans? Do you have in your head certain criteria besides red flags that you would refer for a scan for? And what's your time frame for these? And how do you have that difficult discussion with a patient who absolutely believes that they need a scan, because otherwise you don't really know what's going on in there? How do you navigate those conversations? We could definitely delve deeper into that on another podcast, into how we actually have that conversation. How we take that person who's, no, I need a scan. Without a scan, how do you know what's going on in my back? If you don't know what's going on in my back and we can see it with a scan, then how can you effectively treat it? Because that's what I hear a lot. I do hear that a lot come through people inquiring through our Facebook page, through our website, is, oh, the previous practitioner didn't even get a scan, so he didn't really know what he was doing. How can we change that so that that person's not feeling that? Because every time someone says that to me through our Facebook page, through our website, I actually tell them that your previous practitioner is doing the right thing. I'm not going to tell them, oh, he's an idiot and come to us and we'll get you a scan. It's, yeah, he's doing the right thing. Unless he believes that there's a sinister pathology, so something else really bad going on in there, then getting a scan is actually going to do more harm than good. I hope you got something out of this. The main thing for this is I'd like you to reflect on referring for scans. When do you do it and why do you do it? Ask yourself that, and then how do you communicate that to your patient? What a time to be alive. The iMoveU podcast. We will see you next time.
This is the iMoveU podcast, getting you private practice ready. We give you fresh ideas on mindset, communication, and clinical skills so you can have a fulfilled career.